61, disregarding.
Thank you. Train 64?
674. Sorry about that. I think he timed out. Yes, we both agree that he's in his late 50s or early 60s.
Okay, and what hand was the blade in?
Right-handed.
Okay, and so they are going to go check that out for sure. And I want to double-check real quick. You saw some of this going on, correct?
I just seen the passengers scattered from the stop and didn't know what was going on. And then you could see him walking around. He was walking up to a shorter Hispanic male with a plaid jacket and a hat on it. He started walking up to him, and he stood in front of him saying something, but I didn't know what he was saying to that guy when I got to the stop. That's what I said. I didn't see him when he tried to stab the other passengers, but I did see him walk up to the other guy, and the other guy didn't end up getting on the bus. Although I thought he was waiting for the bus, he didn't end up getting on the bus when the man said in his face.
Okay, copy that. Now, did you actually see the weapon?
No, I did not.
All right, copy that. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I was just worried about her. She was scared.
Yeah, copy that. And I'm glad she's on your bus. You know, make sure your passenger doesn't need medical or police, okay?
Yeah, she was just glad we got there when we did, and she said she's okay. She's just a little scared right now.
Yep, that's completely understandable. I hope you both have a great day, okay? Please call me if anything changes. Sometimes this stuff can hit you later, so.
Thank you for trying to help catch him, because that's dangerous, and he's still there for sure. Well, he was, and I know he's standing in front of another passenger's face when I pulled off.
All right, copy that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'll head over to that one pretty quick, so I hope you have a good day. You did a good job.
Thank you. Have a great one.
At 1406.